For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Please enlighten us to the Word of God today, Lord, and help us to understand the Word that we look at today, Lord. Yes. We thank you that your Word is light. We thank you that your Word gives understanding, it gives wisdom. We thank you, Lord, and we come before you with open hearts, ready to receive from the Word of God today. In Jesus' name we give you the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Today we're looking at get understanding. Get understanding. So let's have a look and see what the Word of God tells us about this important thing, get understanding. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Let's have a look at that. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7. And the Word of God says in this verse, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. So it's talking about wisdom and understanding there together in the same verse. And God says to us that wisdom is the principal thing, wisdom. Now, wisdom is the right use of our knowledge. Wisdom, true, proper wisdom, comes from the Lord. Because he gives us that. He gives us proper wisdom. Anything else outside of God is not true wisdom. It's just man's thinking about things. But true wisdom is using that knowledge that God has given us the right way. And he says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Get understanding, he tells us. Get understanding. To have understanding is crucial for us to develop as Christians. To have understanding. So if we think about understanding, what does God mean by that? With all thy getting, get understanding. We need understanding to stay on God's path. We need understanding. So understanding is combined. It's a comprised of insight and sound judgment. So it's using our insight that God's given us, it's using our sound judgment to be able to discern and to absorb something. And sound judgment involves making the right choices. So all that is involved with having understanding about things. It's having insight and sound judgment to be able to discern what the Scripture is saying to us. And then to be able to have the wisdom to put it into practice. So get understanding. That's why God tells us to have it. To get understanding. Without understanding, a person is ignorant. And that's not what God wants for us. Because ignorant people just get into trouble by making wrong choices about things. So get understanding, the Lord says. And the book of Proverbs has a lot to say about understanding. Let's have a look in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." So he's given us here a warning, and he's given us here a key to staying on the right path. He says, lean not unto thine own understanding. So if he tells us to get understanding that we just read in Proverbs 4:7, he's obviously talking about the godly understanding that he gives to us, that he imparts to us through the work of the Holy Ghost in our life. He says to us, lean not unto thine own understanding, because obviously there's a difference between the understanding that people have in just in themselves and the understanding that God gives to us. The understanding that people have in their own minds is just a mental understanding about things. And it doesn't have that supernatural godly wisdom attached with it. It's more of a mental working out about things based on things that we know already, which we can't rely on that because we don't know everything the way God does. God, for example, knows the end from the beginning. He knows what's going on with other people. He understands that we, because of the world we live in, because we have an enemy, that the enemy is trying to, what types of things the enemy has tried to bring against us. He understands that he has a plan, and that sometimes we just have to wait and stay in obedience for that plan to be outworked. But if we rely on our own understanding about things, our own mental working out, which is a great temptation for people to do, because we're always tempted to try to work things out in our own minds about things, because that's the way we're brought up and we're trained to do that from little children onwards, to try to work things out in our own minds. But it's not reliable because we don't have the understanding that God does about things. So that's why he says, lean not unto thine own understanding. But when we walk in understanding, we're actually walking in that godly understanding, that understanding that God knows best. It puts the scriptural things above our own working out about things. And that's why he says in this verse also, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Because some things, the way God works doesn't always line up with the way we've worked. Often it won't work out with the way we work things out in our own mind. We can work things out, it's going to go like this, and it's going to go like this, and like this, and like this. And God can just do things completely differently in his plan, because he knows best. We don't know everything. We don't know everything. We don't know, unless God reveals something to us supernaturally, we don't know what even is going to happen a few seconds in advance, or 30 seconds, or a minute in advance. We don't know specifically what's going to happen. So he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, because he knows best. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't lean unto your own mental working out about things, because it's not reliable, and it won't always be what God has planned out either. He's got a way of doing things. I'll just give you an example. When Naaman went to the prophet and wanted to be healed of leprosy, he was probably expecting the prophet, I'm going to go to the prophet, the prophet's going to come out, the prophet's going to talk to me, do some great thing and just heal me like that. But the word came down, the prophet didn't even come out. And the word came down, go and dip in Jordan River 7 times. Probably, I would say, not the way Naaman had worked it out to be in his own mind. And yet, that was the plan of God. Go and dip in Jordan 7 times. Well, thankfully, he did that, and the miracle of God was worked out, and he was healed from the leprosy. So the way we work things out in our own mind, it's not God's, not necessarily the way God is working it out, or has it worked out already for us. because he knows best. He knows best. And human understanding without God is not sufficient to lead us in the right way. We can get ourselves into trouble doing that. And that also shows how important it is to always follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. So a verse that we should be thinking on and doing is the verse that says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God," Romans 8:14. Because we follow the leading of the Spirit. And that shows good understanding to do that, is to say, I don't know everything, but I understand that the Word of God says that I'm led by the Spirit of God. I'm going to follow His leading. And that will always lead us in the right way. So let's now go over to the book of Matthew, chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, and let's start, we'll read some verses here, starting at verse 18. This is what Jesus said, Matthew 13, starting at verse 18. He said, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside." So the Lord is giving a warning here about not understanding the word of God. The word of God. So if a person hears the word of God and they don't apply themselves to understand it, then the wicked one, the Lord said that the wicked one comes and catches away that which was sown in his heart. And he says that this is he which received seed by the wayside. So that person hasn't understood the word of God. Now, you might not understand everything from the word the first time you hear it. But that's where the act of applying yourself to investigate and actually study the Word of God is important. And also asking the Lord to help you to understand it, to give you that godly understanding about it, and He will. He will. But if a person makes no effort to understand the word of God, then that precious seed that has been given to them will be catched away, will be snatched away by the wicked one. So that's why it's important to understand. And if you go over to verse 23, the Lord said, "But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. So the person who has the good ground is one that hears the word and understands it. So they've actually made an effort, that person with the good ground, the heart that's the good ground, has made the effort to understand what the word says. They might have gone to the scriptures and they might have looked up that particular verse and then compared it with other verses, or read the whole chapter, read the part of it that surrounds it. They've made an effort. They've sought the Lord. They've actually made an effort to understand it. They've made an effort to understand what the word says and what is God saying here to us, to me. What is God saying? And when that person does that, that allows the word to take fruit. It allows the word to take root in the heart. And when it does that, it starts to produce faith, because it mingles with that substance in our heart called faith. And that's when it brings forth fruit. some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. So it starts to bring forth fruit because that person has allowed it to take root. They've nurtured the word. They've nurtured it in their heart. They haven't just said, oh, that's too hard. I don't understand that. That's when the devil will catch it away. So you've got to make that effort to understand what it says. Now let's have a look in back in Proverbs at chapter 10 and verse 13. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 13 says, "In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding." So that you have the difference there between the two. And it shows that wisdom is found in the understanding heart. In the person who has applied themselves to understand things, they are able to use the wisdom of God. They are able to use the wisdom. The wisdom is found in the person who has understanding. Because the understanding person, they desire the wisdom of God. And if you remember in the book of James, the Lord said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. So you can ask God for the wisdom about things, and it shows understanding to do that. So in the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. And it shows you the difference there. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. They've made a rod for their own back. They've made a rod for their own back if a person does not have understanding. So that's a fundamental reason God wants us to walk in understanding, because he doesn't want us to make rods for our own back through foolish choices and foolish words. Foolish actions can all make rods for a person's back. So without understanding, the person that is void of understanding, this is what happens. The person that is void of understanding. And it needn't be the case. It needn't be the case for a Christian, because God has told us to ask for wisdom. He's given us the word, and he works with us to understand the word of God. If we apply ourselves to do it, we have to apply ourselves to do it, because we have to show an interest and a desire in wanting to understand the word of God. That's when God will open it up to you. He will open it up. He wants the best for us. But we have to take the initiative to learn things. We have to take the initiative to study the word of God and to say, I am going to understand what the word of God says here, and the Lord will help me to do it. The Lord will help me to understand what the word means to me. So we don't want a rod for our own back. And a person who is void of understanding, that's what will happen. Have a look in the book of Proverbs 21 and verse 16. Proverbs 21 and verse 16 says, "The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead." Now that's a very, very somber warning for us, a very sober warning for us. To not wander out of the way of understanding. Where is understanding found? Understanding is found where the word of God is preached and taught to the people. You will find it in the word of God. So if the word of God is opened up and the light of God is brought forth, that's where you will find the understanding, where the word of God is. Where the word of God is neglected, where the word of God is not given, or it's compromised or trivialized, that is showing no understanding. And if a person wanders out of the way of understanding and they go into that place, then they're going in the congregation of the dead. And it says that they shall remain in the congregation of the dead because there's no life there. The word is life. So if a person wanders away from the word of God, then they're going into the congregation of the dead. That's a dangerous thing. That is God's warning. That is God's warning there to his people. Let's go over to Proverbs 24. Let's read from verse 30 to 32. Proverbs 24, verses 30 to 32. The scripture says, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Now, that's showing us that can happen in the natural, it happens in the spiritual as well. For a person, and that's an important thing for us to understand there, because it's used as an example from the natural and an important example in the spiritual as well. So the person void of understanding doesn't understand that this vineyard has to be looked after, it has to be tended. It's become a wreck. It's become a mess. It's grown over with thorns and nettles, and the wall is broken down. It's just become neglected and a mess and in disrepair. And it's written here, then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction about this is what a lack of understanding does. And this is what it does to the human heart. Because if you think about the human heart, the vineyard is the metaphor for the human heart. A person who is void of understanding, look what will happen to their heart. Grown over with thorns and nettles, the rubbish is going to come in. The rubbish will come in and it will start to grow over. The stone wall thereof was broken down. There's a breach in the spirit. There's a breach there that the enemy can come in because there's no understanding. There's a breach in that defense. There's a breach. There's a foothold and an opening for the enemy to come in and cause destruction. That's what happens to the person void of understanding. It leads to destruction. And that's why the scripture says to think about that, to consider it well, look upon it, and receive the instruction from it, because that's what happens when a person is void of understanding. That's what happens. The light of the word of God, on the other hand, illuminates things, and it leads people in a sound way. He leads us in the right path, and he keeps things whole and good for us. The opposite of being destroyed. The opposite of the destruction that we just saw. So that's how important it is. That's how serious it is to have understanding. Have a look in Psalm 111, verse 10. Psalm 111 and verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." So good understanding, the Bible tells us that the person who does the commandments of God has good understanding. So it shows a good understanding to say, "I am going to do the commandments of the Lord." And it's a wonderful thing that even if you don't know anything else to do, if you know enough to say, "I will do what the Word says," then that will keep you safe. It will keep you on the right path, and God will open up things more and more to you as you do that. So at the very least, do what the Word of God says, and it will set you on the right path to have more and more understanding. So a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. And the scripture says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To fear him, to fear his might and his power. And the scripture says to fear the Lord is to hate evil. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And also godly fear with reverence and godly fear. Fear him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So we must do the commandments of the Lord. It shows good understanding to do that. Have a look in Psalm 119 and verse 34. Psalm 119 and verse 34 says, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart." So what has the psalmist done? They've asked the Lord for understanding. "Give me understanding. Give me understanding. Give me understanding." Don't try to work things out in your own mind. We need the help of the Lord. "Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. I shall observe it with my whole heart." See, that's the determination there, to obey the word of God, to do the commandments of God. "I shall keep thy law, I shall observe it with my whole heart." So we can ask the Lord because he gives it to us. He gives it to us. God gives the understanding. And understanding comes with obedience to the Lord. Have a look in this same Psalm 119. Have a look at verse 130. Here, the word of God says in verse 130 of Psalm 119, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." So as God's word is given entrance, it's given place, it gives light. It gives light. And that light is that godly understanding about things. The light. The light is you understand that this is what the Word of God says. This is what I should do. It gives light. It gives light. The entrance of thy words giveth light. So as we create an entrance to the word in our own hearts and in our own lives, it gives light to us. It gives light to us. The scripture says it giveth understanding unto the simple. It giveth understanding unto the simple. So that everybody can rely on God. We can rely on the Lord. Even the simplest person can rely on the Lord and get that godly understanding. Get that godly understanding, and God will just increase them and raise them up. He will increase them and raise them up when they give entrance to the Word of God in their life. Have a look back in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, and verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 1 and verses 5 and 6, which says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings." So what is this scripture saying to us here? It's saying to a wise person will hear what the word is saying to them. That's what a wise person does. Will say, this word is saying something to me. I want to understand and I want to hear what the word is saying to me. And in doing so, they will increase learning. The scripture says here, a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, and then it's got the colon showing us this is what a person shall do. They shall attain unto wise counsels to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. So that person of understanding, they seek out the knowledge of God. They shall attain unto wise counsels. Now God is the wise counsel, and he set others, for example, your fellow Christians, your minister, your elders, the people who are Christians who have learned some things, the words of the wise to understand a proverb and the interpretation. So they're actually getting some help here. What does it mean? What does it mean to understand a proverb and the interpretation of it? The words of the wise and their dark sayings. What does it actually mean? The person who is wise will actually seek it out and seek to understand what it means. And when you do that, God will help you to understand. He will help you to understand things. And let's go over to Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 8. Proverbs 14 and verse 8, which says, "The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit." So you see there's again contrasting the difference there. A prudent person who is wise will understand their own way. That means that they will understand that this is what God wants for me, I will do it. Not trying to work things out in their own understanding, but they're following God's way. So it's prudent to understand our way. It's prudent. The Bible tells us to ponder the path of our feet. We should be thinking about what we're doing. We should be thinking about that, not just drifting along one day to the next, but actually thinking about, what does God want me to do? Where should I be? What should I be doing? What should I be doing? I have to follow the will of God. I have to follow the will of God. But the folly of fools is deceit. It's deceitful to think that we can work things out in our own mind. It's deceitful, and a lot of people do engage in self-deception. They engage in self-deception. It's a folly to them. The person, as we read, the person void of understanding makes a rod for their own back. So, it's deceitful and foolishness to think we can work things out on our own. We have the grand plan and we understand things. Because God, He works His way. We have to follow. We follow His way. And lastly, let's go to Proverbs 4, verse 26. Proverbs 4:26, that's what we just thought on, which says, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Ponder the path of thy feet. Ponder the path of thy feet. And if we keep walking in the light, we keep doing what the word says, then we're going the right way. And it's an understanding thing to do that. It's an understanding. It shows understanding to ponder the path of our feet. Am I doing the right thing? God will help us every step of the way. And reveals to us things one step at a time. One step at a time. He shows you one step at a time. You take that step of faith, He'll show you the next step. One step at a time. So ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. And in doing that, our ways will be established in God because we're walking in the wisdom of God. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for godly understanding, godly wisdom. Please help us, Lord, as a church, to walk in the understanding of God, to walk in godly wisdom, to ponder the path of our feet and keep walking in the light of God. In Jesus' name.